I thought as long as we're in the Rambam here, I just want to take a stab. I can't say I'm in the area enough, but I think it's worthwhile. I want to just take a stab at the Rambam, the Rambam's idea of Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa. Just to clarify, I don't think it's so complicated, but I think it needs some clarification. And we'll compare it, contrast it to, Tosis. There seem to be two basic approaches here, as I see it. So let's try that out here, okay? So let's start with the famous Tosis on Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph. The famous Tosis. Is it Sadi Dalet? Do I have the right daf? Yeah, there we go. Yep, famous, big Tosis. Yeah, so Tosis Divrei Maschil, Rabbi Shimon Poter. So Tosis says, Nira Lari, the Malacha Shein Etzrich Lagufa Kari, Kishta Osa Malacha, V'ein Tzorech La'oso Tzorech, Ke'ein Shayut Tzrich Lo B'Mishkan. Ela Le'inyin Acher. Okay. Ki atzorach shaisa malacha nasis b'shvilo b'mishkan hu gufa malacha v'shorsho. And then he says, right, in words, according to Tosfos, the definition of legufa is tied into the objective that occurred in the Mishkan. So he says, lefiza asi chulo shapir. Hotzos hameis ain't tzarech lemeis, uva mishkan yutzrichim lechafetzim shotzia. Okay, that's why the Mishnah says that if you take out a mace on Shabbos, it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa, because it's a malacha siluk. He just wants the body out of here. Okay. But of course, in the Mishkan, they would require the chayfets in the other at the destination point. That's why they carried it. That's why they transported it, because they needed it. Okay. Next, tzad nachash shelo yishachenu, ein ot sarach lanachash, uva mishkan ayud sricha latachash v'chalazon. Right. So tzida was in order to, like we said, to have it under your tachas yado, under your control. So there you don't want that. So that's malach hashein etzrich legufa. Okay, we're not dealing with the Ram now, of course. Umapis morso lahotzi lecha hamazikoso. Ve'ein omi lahachnis ha'avir lahotzi lecha tamid. Afal bishanasa pesach gomor. Harei roi lahachnis lahotzi im hayat sarach. Mikol makom lo dami lepsachim shem mishkan shayu omdim lahachnis lahotzi. Okay. Vaharigas avalasas laped dami lemishkan v'chayev vaharigas amazikin ain't tzarech lehem uva mishkan yitzricham laoros elim hanishchotim v'chofer guma v'ein otzarech ela afra uva mishkan yitzricham laguma linot ba. All the davar acher, okay. So, I mean, that's it. I mean, the Tosfos has pretty much very well stated his shita. I think it goes a little further. Okay, or if you skip down a line or two. So he has umechabeg acheles shelo yazuku barabim. Few lines down, two lines down. Ukechas al aner v'al hashemet. Right, either he puts out a call that it shouldn't cause damage to the public, or he's worried about the ner meaning the pottery, that whole, you know, they call that the Nair. Okay? V'al HaShemen, or al HaPsila, HaMehuveves, HaMehuveves, Kvar Ein Tzrichen L'Gufan, Sheba Mishkan Lo Yakibui Ela Lassos Pechomen, the Kibui Zeh. Okay, on and on. Okay, so that's Tosfos. So according to Tosfos, I'm not getting into it. That's, I think, Rebbe dealt with in that big Shvuish here. I'm not interested why we're running to Mishkan for this, and what that whole relationship is between Shabbos and Mishkan. I'm just interested in the definition of Malacha Sheinah Tzricha LeGufa. So according to Tosfos, Gufa is defined by a certain objective, a certain standard that occurred in the Mishkan. And if it doesn't meet that criteria, that's Eina Tzricha LeGufa. And of course, there's no doubt, I mean, the Mishkan is not some unusual place. I mean, it really is, as you said in the beginning, it is the what you would call the normal, simply the normal objective, the normal product, a certain normal product, but it is limited by that definition that occurred in the Mishkan. That's Shitas Tosfos. So take a look at the Rambam. There you go, look at the Rambam. Right in Perek Aleph. So the Rambam says Perek Aleph was Alach HaZayin. Yeah. Kol ha'osa melacha b'Shabbos. Afal pisha eino tzarech l'gufa shel melacha chayav aleha. Okay, because the Rambam holds Malacha Sheinah Tzricha LeGufa is chayav, like Rabbi Yehuda. Ketzad, harei shekava es haner, mipnei shehu tzorech lashemen, o lepsila, kidei shelo yovad, o kidei shelo yisrof, o kidei shelo yivka, yivakeo, yivka, cheresh shel ner chayav, mipnei shekibu malacha, varei neskavi lechabos, v'yafal pi sheino tzorech LeGufa kibui, V'lo kava el bnei Hashemin o bnei Acheres me'apsila reizachayev. Okay. So you see, according to the Rambam, something different here, right? Because he says, what's his definition? Mipnei shakibui malacha. Vaharei niskave lechavos. The afal pi sheino tzorech legufa kibui. Yeah, one second. So how is it different than Tosfos? I'll tell you how. Because the Rambam's giving you a case of Malacha Sheinah Tzricha LeGufa. Why didn't the Rambam simply say that you did Kibui not for the purpose of making Pechamim? That's not what he says. He said, because you did it for some other extraneous thing. In other words, the Rambam said too much. He should have said simply, Kava Saner, the Neshu Tzarech L'Shemen, right, is Chayev, why? Because Kibu is a Malacha, and even though you didn't do it for Pachamim, Malacha Sheinah Tzricha LeGufa is Chayev. But that's not what the Rambam says. He says, She'eino tzarech leguf hakiboy. The mashmos is that if a guy put out the nair because he wants the room to be dark, that in fact would be chayev. I mean, that would be a melacha shetzricha legufa. I mean, according to Rambam, it's chayev either way, but even according to Reb Shimon, it would be chayev. Because that would be a melacha shetzricha legufa. Because the guy wants the guf hakibui. He's not doing it to save the shemen or save the nair or some other purpose. He wants that thing intrinsically. If he wants kibui, he wants kibui. That's the definition. And that's why the Rambam never puts Pachamim as part of his formula of kibui. You don't find such a thing. Hamachabe kol shulchayev. Echad hamachabe amem in perikid beis. Halacha beis. Echad hamachabe saner v'echad hamachabe gachel shaleitz. The Ram should have said that even if you don't do it for pachamim it's chayev, because melacha shein etzrich leguf is chayev. Just like he says that, by the way, he does give a case. He does have such a thing where he includes, Perek yud halacha chaf aleph. Echad shmona shratzim amurim b'torah, v'echad shar shkatzim v'ramasim, sheyesh l'minan tzida, hatzad echad mikulan bein litzorach bein shalol litzorach, o l'sachik behen, chayev, hol v'niskave lotzud v'tzad, shemalacha shein etzrich l'gufa chayev aleha. Yeah. But even if you want to tell me that, whatever, that in Yud Beis, he doesn't mention the formula of Pachamim because he's already assumed he holds Melacha Shein Etzricha Legufa is Chayev, and therefore he doesn't care. Although I don't believe it. I think the Ram there is telling you really the Tzuras HaMelacha. And that's Echa Amachaba Kol Shu's Chayev. Okay? And then he ends off. I think that's the Tzuras HaMalacha in any case. But whatever. I mean, if you argue, you tell me no. He's assuming Malacha. Yeah, but still, it doesn't change anything because it's clear anyhow in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. That gufa simply means harein kibui is a malacha, varein eskavein lachabos. He does not mention one word about pacham. Yeah. And then he says, right. Yeah. And then at the end, v'af b'shein atzorach leguf ha-kibui o leguf ha-vara. Now it's pretty clear that the Rambam is saying what makes it ain't tzricha legufa is that you have some other extraneous purpose, and that what makes it tzricha legufa ain't tzricha legufa. Whereas according to Tosfos, it's not true. Because even if I do the kibui intrinsically for kibui, because I simply want to extinguish the light, Tosfos will tell you that that's still considered ain't tzricha legufa, unless you're doing it for the purpose that was done in the Mishkan, i.e. pachamim, to make coals. Short of that, it's ain't tzricha legufa. And if you hold like Reb Shimon, it's pater. Okay. All right. So that's one thing that should.
What,
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What are you saying is the Rambam, how does he define the Guf HaMelacha? Like,
I'm gonna explain that. That's what I want to clarify. Also interesting is another machlokas between the Rambam and Tosas is Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin. Kol Hamakalkalin Peturim. Right? Makalkel is Pater. Right? It's not. I mean, let's learn simple. Makalkel is because not Malachas Machsheves. It lacks in the Malacha. Okay. Kate said, Aresha Chaval Bechavero Bebehema Derech Hashchasa. Right? A guy caused damage to his friend or to an animal in a destructive manner. V'cheinim kara begadim or sarfan or shavar kalim derech hashchasa hareza potter. If you rip clothing, right, or you burn them, or you destroy kalim destructively, it's potter. Chafar guma v'einot sarach el afra hareza makalkel upotter. Afal pisha samalacha hoel v'kavanasa lekalkel potter. Now, of course, according to Tosus, as you remember from the Tosus we just read on Daf Tzadi Dalit, I mean, Hachofer Guma is Malacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa. And in fact, that's what I think the Gemara in Chagiga also says, no? Is that open that way? Hachofer Guma is right? In Chagiga? Hold on a second. Let's verify that. Right, Daf Yud, no? Let's just make sure we have the facts here. Daf Yud, Chagiga. Yeah, Achofa Gum B'Shabbos. Vein Tzarech El Afra Potter Leah. Come on, Krib Shimon. Dama Malach Hashem Yitzvich Legufa Potter Leah. Yeah. So, again, I'm not looking to straighten out Gemaras here. I just want to understand the Ram's idea. Okay, I'm not asking like a kasha. How could the Ram go against the Gemara? But I want to understand why it's not a classic case of Malacha Sheina Tzrich Legufa, and why does it become Makalkel, according to the Rambam. And according to Tosus, it's not Makalkel. It's exactly what it is. It's Malacha Sheina Tzrich Legufa. Okay? Because when it comes to the Pcha, I don't see the Ram ever mentioning a Pecham as being the definition of Kibbuy. Where does he say that? Yeah, the Ram, nor the Rambam in Shkagos, in Perek Zayin, does he mention anything about Pecham? It seems his definition of Gufa means, like he says, I mean, here it's in the negative, of course. Harein eskavim lechabes v'alpi she'inot tzarech leguf hakiboy. But if you need the guf hakiboy, in other words, you want the kiboy itself, as opposed to you're just looking to save oil, or looking to save something, but you really want the kiboy, that really would be malach shesrich legufa. Or else the Ram should have said, because you didn't want Pachamim. What's this Gufa Kiboy? Say you don't want Pachamim. Keep it simple. Anyhow, it seems like this to me, that you have a fundamental question here. What is Tzricha Legufa? What does the Malacha Tzricha Legufa mean? Simple. Does Malacha Tzricha Legufa, is that measured simply in terms of the Maisa? My intent is for a certain Maisa, and I want that very Maisa that I am engaging in. So, if it's kibui, what will be tzricha legufa? That I want the maisa kibui per se. There is intrinsically I want kibui, a maisa of kibui. So as long as that's the idea, if that's satisfied, that's tzricha legufa. But if it's for an extraneous purpose, so I don't really want intrinsically kibui, that'll be ain't it tzricha legufa, according to the Rambam. And according to Tosus, it's not measured in terms, tzricha legufa is not about the category of maisa, but it's about the category of product. The totsah of the malacha is what defines it. Tzricha legufa means you produce a certain entity of product. Right, a certain cheftz of a product that is in line with the norm as established via the Mishkan. So that will that machlokas, how you define tzricha legufa, whether it's in terms of the maisa or in terms of the product, the totsah, is a very fundamental one. It will have major, you know, nafkaminas in how you view a lot of these cases, like osa pachamim. If you don't do it for pachamim, but you do it because intrinsically you want the kibui. According to Ram, that'll be tzricha legufa, and according to Tosa, that'll be ain't tzricha legufa.
I don't really understand the.
There's not an argument about what people want.
What do you mean that you're
talking about a maisa malacha. How do you evaluate a maisa malacha? That's the question. There are lama tes malachos. Now you want to know, does this qualify as a maisa of a malacha? So is the way you evaluate it in terms of the maisa itself, or can it be measured in terms of the maisa itself, or must it include the cheft as well, the product? That's the question. I mean, of course the guy wants some kind of a, you know, I'm not arguing with people, they don't do random actions. They have a certain objective in mind, that's for sure. But that's the question. Do you say that the product that the guy is seeking, does that by definition an essential ingredient in evaluating this as a maisa malacha? Tosa says yes. The Rambam says no. According to the Rambam, as long as intrinsically you want this maisa, of course the maisa is going to have some kind of a product. It's going to have some positive something that results. But as long as you intrinsically want that maisa, that's considered tzricha legufa.
So what would it mean to tzad nachash? Can't you say the guy...
Now I was thinking, well, you're thinking about some kasha on me, that's how the Rambam also evaluates the question of makalkel. You're right. Chofar guma, main tzarech ela afra, is certainly a malacha sheina tzricha legufa. That is to say, you're doing the maisa for some side benefit, for some extraneous benefit. There's no doubt about it. But the Rambam says like this, you're right, it's a malacha sheina tzricha legufa. But since you evaluate malacha first and foremost on the intrinsic level, So now, the Chafiras Guma itself is a Maisa of Kilkel. In other words, he's doing it for some extraneous reason. He wants the dirt. But how did he get to the dirt? By making a hole in the karka. So intrinsically, that's makalkel. You'll be putter because of makalkel, even though it's a malacha shein etzricha legufa, but a result in a patur of makalkel. But in the case of being mavir dalet amis or kibui, the intrinsic activity is not kilkel. There was no kilkel. Extinguishing a fire is not makalkel. It's just removing something. Moving something dalet amis, not kilkel. So that's why that's going to be evaluated totally in the question of is it tzarech legufa or ain't it tzarech legufa? But if it's a malacha shein etzrich legufa and the intrinsic activity is producing something negative, so then it's going to be patur because it's going to be a maisa of makalkel. And you can't talk about it in the framework of malacha shein etzrich legufa of patur achayev. And the Rambam is hunky-dory. As the Rambam himself says very beautifully, derech hashchasa. You see? Derech hashchasa. That's an idea of makalkel. Putting out a fire is no hashchasa. I was simply masalik something. I removed something. There was a fire, now there's no fire. If I want, I'll relight it. In other words, I'm agreeing that if a guy just did kibui, because, I don't know why. He has no clue why he did kibui. I would agree that that might be, I don't know what that would be. That might not be a malacha. I don't know what that would be even. I don't think we're arguing about it. In other words, I agree according to the Rambam, there's got to be some product of a malacha, whether it's an abstract product, a tangible product. There certainly is to be considered maleches machsheves. I think I would agree with you that there has to be a product. But what right? I'm not arguing that the guy turns out the light because he wants darkness. In other words, that is viewed halachically as a product, as a good thing. A dark room, in the sphere of human life, sometimes a dark room is a very good thing.
Right.
So, but I'm saying that product is valid because it's intrinsic to the idea of the Maisa Meleches Kibui. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you evaluate a Malacha based on the intrinsic nature of the Maisa. So since Kibui, intrinsic, is producing darkness, therefore, it is considered a Maisa Malacha. So I'm not saying like you guys thought I was saying that there doesn't need a product. I'm agreeing that there's a product. But the product is evaluated by the nature of the Maisa. Whereas according to Tosus, there's already a laid out series of products that the Torah recognizes. Regardless of... In other words, even if something were intrinsic to the nature of that Maisa, if it wasn't done in the Mishkan, it wouldn't qualify. And as a result, the Rambam and Tosis will agree about a lot of cases, but then there'll be cases, if I show you a product that's intrinsic to this Maisa, but it's not the reason why they did it in the Mishkan, that's where the Rambam and Tosis would argue. So I'm saying turning out a light, intrinsic to turning out a light, is darkness. So therefore, according to the Rambam, that is a Maisa Malacha, because that product is a product that's intrinsic to the very nature of Kiboy Atzma. That's the Gufa Kiboy. But Tosus would say no, because in the Mishkan they did it for Pachamim. So according to Tosus, there are these set of products that are defined in a different manner based on Mishkan. Whereas according to the Rambam, it has to do with the intrinsic nature of the Maisa. That's what I'm saying.
Right, I understand, but there's a few things that come along with extinction.
Let's do the sugya on... let's do the sugya on Kuf Hei Yomid Beis. And if you guys find anything more about the Rambam, but try not to quote me Rashi's, please. If you find me anything more about the Rambam that says what I'm saying is problematic, I want to know. But Kuf Hei Yomid Beis. Let's do... Hakorea al bechamoso v'al meso v'chol hamakalkalin peturin. And the Tosis that I saw was Horeb Yehuda Horeb Shimon. Very interesting. So let's do that sugya. That'll be fun. All right. All right. And